This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Henry Ford is widely regarded as one of the most innovative and influential figures in American history. Regarded as the father of the modern assembly line manufacturing, Ford transformed the way goods were produced and made them more affordable to the average person. But Ford's impact extends far beyond just the industrial realm. His revolutionary approach to business and management also paved the way for the modern concept of the middle class. One of the most notable aspects of Ford's approach was his decision to pay his employees a living wage. This concept was virtually unheard of in the early 20th century, when most workers were paid low wages and had few rights or benefits. By paying his employees enough to afford the very product they were making, Ford not only ensured a loyal and dedicated workforce, but also helped create a new class of consumers who could afford to buy the goods they helped produce. It's important to note that manufacturing continues to be a crucial part of the economy and the stock market for that matter. From automobiles to electronics, manufacturing is responsible for producing the goods that drive the economy and generate profits for investors. Understanding the history of manufacturing and the contributions of visionaries like Henry Ford is essential to understanding the role of this sector in our modern economy. There are many measures of manufacturing, and in our view, understanding manufacturing is the foundation to our forecasting. Today, we will discuss why manufacturing is the starting point to understanding the potential in the stock market. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of May 1st, so listen on as we navigate the living market. We often think about the U.S. economy as a services-based economy, and this is true. Services make up about 75% of U.S. GDP, while manufacturing is a much smaller 11%. However, when it comes to the S&P 500 index, it is dominated by goods or goods-related companies. For example, we think about Amazon as a services company. It's a logistics company, but in actuality, it is a manufacturing proxy, because ultimately what Amazon does is ship goods. If there were no goods being made and bought, Amazon wouldn't have anything to ship. All along the product ecosystem are companies related to manufacturing. There are companies that ship, sell, and service manufactured goods. Therefore, if we want to gain an inside edge on the prospects for the S&P 500 index or other similar indices for that matter, its future revenues and earnings, pay attention to manufacturing. There are a number of manufacturing data that we follow for the U.S., but our favorite is the Institute for Supply Management Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or simply the ISM Manufacturing PMI. The ISM PMI measures the change in production levels across the U.S. economy from month to month. The ISM PMI is a composite index that gives equal weighting to new orders, production, employment, supplier deliveries, and inventories, and each factor is adjusted for seasonality. A PMI above 50 indicates an expansion of manufacturing compared to the previous month. A reading of 50 means no change, while a reading of below 50 suggests a contraction. And the data set is rather robust, going back to the 1950s, and it gives us great insight on the direction and magnitude for year-over-year earnings growth for the S&P 500 index, as well as the direction for bond yields. First on earnings, we have found that the ISM PMI leads year-over-year earnings growth by approximately 6 months. Currently, the ISM PMI for the month of April came in at 47.1, indicating a contraction in manufacturing output. This suggests trailing 12-month earnings per share may fall by approximately 10% on a year-over-year basis into Q3. In our view, that presents a challenging environment for U.S. stocks as we head into the back half of 2023. Interestingly, since 1950, when the ISM PMI is above 62, which would correspond to a very strong growth environment, the average one-year forward return on the S&P 500 index is a mere 1.3%. When the PMI is below 46, the one-year forward return averages 17.3%. What this means is that when growth is strong, we've probably hit the peak in the cycle, and when growth is at its weakest, it can only get better. We're not there yet, but we are watching for that level. At the same time, a weaker PMI would also suggest a decline in the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield. Of course, we don't rely on only one indicator for our asset allocation decision-making. But of the indicators we do watch, the ISM PMI is at the top of our list. And what it's telling us today, taking both the earnings and yield outlook, the ISM PMI is painting a better picture for bonds than stocks in the next 6 months. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.